This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is the Monkey Hito edition that Calvin found from CBS News, Sarah Matz, with the byline. The headline reads, "Wild chimpanzees consume the equivalent of 2 cocktails a day in the form of boozy fruit." In the forests of Uganda and another place I can't pronounce, chimpanzees crowd into fig and plum trees, feasting on the soft, sweet fruit, which is just a little boozy.
Nice.
A new study shows the daily snacks quietly add up to the equivalent of about 2 alcoholic drinks for humans. A team of scientists.
Research, folks, research.
A team of scientists at University of California, Berkeley, tested the fruit chimps that the chimps are snacking on, figs, plum-like fruits. In the end, they found on average the fruit's alcohol content came in at about 0.3% by weight. When chimpanzees eat 10 pounds of fruit a day and weigh around 90 pounds, that's about 14 grams of ethanol, about 2 cocktails for a human. They don't get drunk, though.
And that was the question I was going to ask from an evolutionary standpoint. If they've probably been eating this fruit for a while and their bodies don't have the same sort of reaction to alcohol. And I mean, as in, like, if you drink a lot of alcohol over time, you eventually develop your liver.
But you develop kind of a tolerance for it.
Exactly, exactly.
Researchers say to actually get drunk, the chimps would have to binge on fruit until they balloon. Instead, they are exposed to a steady low dose, more like a quiet buzz from nature's own fermentation process.
Hey, man, times are tough. You got to get by how you can.
It's not easy in the forest.
And I don't see them trying to drive, so don't judge them, too. All right? Live their life.
A professor of integrative biology, Robert Dudley, first floated the drunken monkey hypothesis in 2000, arguing our attraction to alcohol could come from our ancestral fruit-eating habits.
We shouldn't talk about evolution or people might get mad. So it's like, you know.
He argued that it makes sense that primates would be tuned to alcohol since their diets have long revolved around ripe fruit. So essentially, chimpanzees are having a little aperitif.
And when asked for comment, UW-Madison sophomore Ethan Strommel said, "Cool, bro."
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.